chunye je ke ne ma jen dong jen kong zo.
So today we will start the chanting from the expanded explanation on the nature of phenomena in 6 points.
Tenen drowa nam kan tha da nyam be sim chin tham che ji dong du zo be san ji ji kong ba du bar sa de yi che do tenen chu da chu ni na ban de be che kha dong du che de dong yi la sem bar sa wo nyam be samba san ju chu du tu ji ba ma de tang den de ngo ze bar sa.
So the point in accomplishing the perfect Buddhahood is in order to be able to benefit sentient beings, which are countless in number as space is limitless in extent. And in order to accomplish that, we will exert ourselves in the recitation of the text and reflection on the meaning and meditation based on the meaning of the a text distinguishing the nature of distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena, and Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Nambar doge junye la juba la name ba te tenye kundo ne ba dang e ba je da re ba je so de dan de dan ye war so ma jube lo.
The approach to phenomena's nature by way of 6 points is unsurpassable, since within it are found the defining traits as well as the ground at all times, definitive verification as well as awareness, the recollection as well as becoming immersed in its very being, comprising this approach. Just as they are, the ground consists in the whole of phenomena, and all the sutra collections of perfect speech. Applying to this, comprised of appropriate mental cultivation, based on the sutra collections of Mahayana, embraces the path of application in full. Authentic view is attained, is suchness attained in a fashion wholly direct, through the path of vision, a path on which is seen what it is, experiences at all.
Yes, Lord,
reflection applied to the meaning seen. Through awareness is called the path of meditation, comprised of all factors inducing enlightenment, whose point it is to purge away the stains. Suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well. The approach to thorough transformation of state by way of 10 points is unsurpassable, since the essence, ingredients, individuals, distinction as well as prerequisites and the ground, the mental cultivation and application, the defects and assets constitute this approach. To the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence, and in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found. Is that in which there is no stain to be found?
Abodhe la juban tamam mujhe namrepa ejeni do jobanum do dechje ingeje ejeni do jobanum tamam minba simjenge Kanje namba rikpai
The approach as related to things or ingredients, the awareness in terms of the vessel in common share, undergoes the transformation into suchness. The collected sutras become the expanse of qualities, undergoing the transformation into suchness. The awareness component of sentient beings unshared undergoes the transformation into suchness.
Kansa dala jobane
tambo nyene sanje da sangcho semba namje ne deje nyo chorpa te semma nyen tu namdan ransangje je yanyeno. The approach as related to individuals, the first of these two are full transformation to suchness, as this pertains to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The last is also by listeners gained and self Buddha.
Truko tope zepa dang, domba dangne wangyawani, tope jeba le yin om.
The approach as related to that of special distinction pertaining to Buddhas as well as to Bodhisattvas, the distinctive trait of completely pure domains, the insight, instruction, and consummate mastery, which are gained through having attained the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, complete, and Nirmanakaya, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively.
Guba dola joban manja mula cheparada tegba chembo tumbani migve chepara sachola rabdu jorve chebaru.
The approach as related to realizing what is required, the distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of the Mahayana teacher, employed as the focus, and then the distinctive trait of effective application to all the 10 levels.
Nezon denla jobane nambara mudo yejin. Jobaranda joba namba drogete megdan sema pambana yanda baye jorona senye dangye penyona yonzo shila jobezo.
The approach as this regards the support or ground relates to original knowledge, the concept free. This is approached in a manner involving 6 points, employing a focus, relinquishing attributes, and application authentic in its mode, the defining traits as well as advantages, and thorough understanding comprise this approach.
Tegba chenpo tenpa dong, tela me dang e pa dong, tsone yonzo zobe lo.
To include the themes of the following 4, since the teachings of Mahayana, commitment to these, certitude, gatherings fully complete are required.
Nye bādhe mā pāmbāla jōbāyāne nām jete mūtē dvādā nye mōdāṁ tējē nye nām dōbāye se mādāne pāmbē. Amen.
second, which treats of relinquishing attributes, provides an approach which also includes four things, with what is adverse as well as the remedy, the suchness as well as the realization of this, comprising the attributes being given up, and through doing this in respective order as follows, the coarse and the middling followed by those which are subtle, and those which persist for a very long time indeed. The attributes as they are found are relinquished in full.
Yanda baye yovala yovayane namjete me baye yorvadam me baye yorvadam me ba me yorvadam me.
Application authentic in its mode. The approach involves a fourfold theme as well. Application involving something to focus on. Application involving nothing to focus on. Application devoid of focus or serving as focus. Application whose focus is nothing to focus on.
Bambu Bakcha Ketoble Songwe Ninang Ninang Trupe Chutamje Sem Zando Topala Jovers.
The first application. Is in seeing that all phenomena are a deluded dualistic appearance arising through habitual tendencies, one sees that they are in fact only mind.
Jumsinji Zoma Sidon Dembar Mado Pejova Lanjuba.
The second application is through such understanding that there is no perceived object existing as an outer object, since it is a delusion involving dualistic appearance, one then enters into the application of there being no perceived object on which to focus. The third application is for the reason that there are no outer objects existing which could be which could serve as perceived objects, then the perceiving mind which focuses on these also does not exist on which to be focused.
Pa tetan zimba yang dembar mado pena zungze ni ji tongba re zungze ni ji tongbe de pa tan che tan darwe we sar jang ang do nya bar ya par sa.
The fourth application is since the perceiver does not exist, This is the nature which is empty of the duality of both perceived and perceiver, and one then comes to rest in the depths of the clear light, empty of duality. Consist in a theme involving three parts, because with respect to the nature when dwelt within, there is nothing of two and nothing expressible, which is precisely to dwell in phenomenous nature.
Kabje, Zungzini, Jitumbe Chuni, the Karasano, Nisom Nijen, Yodome Bechuni Zungzini, some my baton Zungzini, some my ba, Zungzin Linde Bechuni Jueza than Juzi Linde Bechuni, Yodome Bechuni.
So what is the actual dwelling or resting within the nature of phenomena free of dualistic appearance? It is that in which there is nothing of two and nothing expressible. Nothing of two means there is neither a perceived nor a perceiver. There is no duality of perceived and perceiver. Nothing expressible means there is nothing being expressed and nothing through which it can be expressed. So this is the coming to rest in the nature of phenomena, which transcends all duality.
And be
respect to the freedom from any appearance. One do as two as expressions formed on that model. As faculties, objects, and form awarenesses, and as vessel-like worlds, appearances not exist, and hence towards which there is no examination, no description, no ground, no appearance, no form awareness, as well as no ground and what are referred to thus, are traits defining the non-conceptual original knowledge as this is expressed in the sutra.
The samadhi in which there is no appearance involves resting in that nature which transcends all dualistic appearance, in which no appearances occur.
To appearance phenomenal appear to equate with the midst of open space, and because all formations appear in such forms as illusion.
Tetar nami jitting and then tele kimba capsule lam capsule ten jet of the namanam jumamalam darwin chavare. Joma malam tavar khipa tele mayin na te joma tavati.
So then, on rising out of the samadhi in which no appearances whatsoever occur, then one comes into the post-meditative stage in which all appearances are seen as being mere illusions. And if one is able to concentrate on that without getting distracted from it, then this is called the samadhi, the illusion-like samadhi.
Number mato bhiji payona.
Payo payo joba namje de jugo jobara toba kona me be de toba jaba wanjur toba kona wanjur toba.
Access to the advantages via 4 points include the attainment of dharmakaya complete, attainment of bliss which nothing can exceed, the mastery attained in the form of the power of insight, and the mastery attained in the form of the power to teach.
Yongzo shila jokpa ne
namba shiru shizate
nyingbo yongzo shepa dong
senye yongzo shepa dong
chepar yongzo shepa dong.
The approach whose orientation is thorough knowledge should be known to include the following 4 motifs. thorough knowledge regarding the remedy, thorough knowledge regarding defining traits, thorough knowledge regarding distinctive marks, thorough knowledge regarding five functions performed.
Tela nyembo yebane nambar mendo yehete chudang kongsa zimbalo yongyor padang tadelo kurba neba nyeyente meba zimba nambang nyembo denba yenzeru.
In this regard, what knows the remedy is original knowledge, the non-conceptual. Since grasping phenomena, individuals, and alteration and differentiation, and underestimation when this is indulged, constitute five forms of grasping what does not exist, for which it is taught to comprise the remedy.
Tsenye yonzo yebane yila mezi yandat nyevar shetan uudun ngunda zimba nambang pave rangge tsenye.
Thorough knowledge regarding defining traits, no mental cultivation, correctly transcending, tranquilization, things in their very makeup, and the forming of an express idea, these five, when excluded, define its own specific traits.
Jebar yonzo jebani nambar mendo panyendo nyetse wane mayindo neme padang tendo kona mebe nambate jebar nambar mayindo.
Thorough knowledge regarding the difference involves precisely the lack of conceptualizing as such. The fact that it is not transitional, it's not remaining while being perennial, its hallmark of being completely unexcelled, constitute its five distinctive marks.
Tama leyong jebani Nambo rindo zepad lana mebe deterdang nyomong padang shizai deba drawar zepate dene jile jile tobai ishi shize nambani tamje lane jubado sanje shingne jomano simji unso mizid namba tamje jembani Tujen terwar zebate namale jeje baro.
And finally, thorough knowledge regarding the function consists in its lasting effect on conceptualization, its affording an unsurpassable happiness, it's allowing eradication of obscurations, afflicted emotions, and obscuration of knowledge. The original knowledge attained in the wake of this gives access to each and every aspect of knowledge, enables the revelation as well as transmits the coming into attunement with Buddha fields, the thorough maturation of sentient beings, as well as completely developed omniscience itself. These five comprise the distinctive functions performed.
Yela zela jogban nambar mendo yeshela jogbar dhebe kansane sancho semba kainba dedar yela zepate deshe nyine meshepe Medem pane yongdape, samun tamche parshepa, meba niso namwe ju, dela tembe tade ju, dina jodang reurche, nangda senjam meba wo. Dina jodang reurche, nangda senjam meba wo.
Tenang chunyi manang,
teme nove chunyi,
sancho samba moto,
ishi
lanen jopo, tetar migle navreksam,
migle
donam
meme paleni,
nambar riksam meme,
deme migle niepo ni,
cheparam mebe migla juk, deni cheparam meme pa, Tene nambar medobe,
yeshe yurme mikme pa,
sema tamje mimekpe,
rabse vane yinseru. The introduction to mental cultivation for individuals wishing to cross the threshold into the concept-free, the original knowledge, for any bodhisattva awakening hero. This is the way to cultivate the mind. Because of not understanding the suchness itself, what is called the store of all seeds of untrue imputation is the cause of appearance as two which do not exist, and based on that are the grounds for diversification. Through that, the cause along with its effects, even though they appear, do not exist. With that appearing, the nature does not appear. Through that not appearing, phenomena's nature appears. Through such cultivation of mind, when properly done, the bodhisattva steps across the threshold into original knowledge, the concept-free. Through focusing thus, mere awareness is focused on, through which no objects are found on which to focus. Through there being no objects that could be focused on, no mere awareness is found to focus on. Through that not existing on which to focus, the threshold is crossed into focusing free of dividing these two. No split into two existing on which to focus, this is original knowledge, the concept free, since the classification is made exclusively with respect to its having no object, no focusing, no attributes on which to focus at all.
Yosala Jobane Namba Shiro Shizate
Mebe Rabdo Jorene
Mebe Chebe Salate
Nebarajebe Nekapso
Soso rabdo
tobayi,
yorve sane
tambote,
denye rekbe nekapsa,
gombe rabdo
yorve
ni,
mada paye
sadod,
takbe sane
sombote,
denye
jete
nekapsa,
parsen
pala
yorve ni,
lunje trobar
sanje,
zeba
jume
chesirte,
Tene
teye
danyendu
nyeva
drove
negavzo.
The entering of a level through application should be known to include the following four degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification. Through application involving distinct realization, this level is first, the stage, the precise is encountered. Through firm application by way of meditation, the several impure levels and purified three, these make up the stage of recollection. Through application involving final perfection, because the uninterrupted flow of deeds of a Buddha occur with spontaneity, this is the stage of immersion into its being.
Nimeg dala nyuban neyong churba mebay
Nimeg
jete nyomong
manjok
teme
nyebatang
lamjok
teme
nyebatang
nyamin
tepe
kansarnam
dagbe
jime
nyebatang
sancho
sumje
chebarda
dagbe
jime
nyebao.
Acquaintance with the disadvantages pertains to four disadvantages following a lack of transformation, including the faults
of no support for afflictions not entering, the fault of no support for the path's entry, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for individual's attainment of nirvana, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for distinctions between the three enlightenments.
Dōne pēyōn jōpāne nāmbā yērū shēsādē.
The reverse, acquaintance with the advantages, should be known in terms of the same four points as well. Questions.
Amina Nanjur Jawam so Malarepe Loma se namje Simu Nanjur me ye yore Te namje nangne Tere rechong me Sungur chik Long ting.
So since there are no questions, then show good money. No. So today then Rinpoche will explain a song written by or composed by one of the disciples of Milarepa. From among the heirs of Milarepa there were four yoginis, and from among those the song that we will hear explained now is composed by Rechungma.
Ye lama nam la sa sa lo Pachik lama ji zun la Tegu jun che Me je yin char Lache kun cho sumbo la Jabtin pon ni me je yin char Lama nyin ju donga la Tanyi lemba me dab char Yedan ji zun nan jor la Tungi nan jor me jan char je lama nam la sa za lo phaji lama je twin la tegu jun che mi ji in sar ho de te tang bo chik so me
tang bo ma do te shi ma
ne ti so che kan ba so phaji lama je lama nam la sa za lo che kan ba chi tang bo de no phaji lama je twin la tegu jun che mi ji in sar ho de ba te ne yo ma chik ni.
So the song of Richungma is as follows. I bow down to all true lamas, to the only father, Jetsun Lama. My faith and devotion never cease.
Lachik kuncho sumbo la jartin puni mijinsa.
The three jewels are my only refuge. Without faltering, I rely on them.
Dichek te kuncho som la japsun rote jap.
So these lines indicate that the three jewels are the refuge and they are being taken as the only refuge, there being no other refuge than them. The Lama's instructions of the whispered lineage, I do not embroider with new concepts. Without interruption, I practice the four-session Yidam Yoga of the Jetsun Dakini.
So this
verse explains about the practice of the Jetsun Dakini Dorje Nanjoma, Vajra Yogini, who is meditated on in a practice which extends over four sessions each day. I do not establish tendencies of clinging to the reality of appearances whose nature is magical illusion. So this line explains that appearances are like magical illusions. They appear through the collection of causes and conditions, but do not have any substantial reality. They are appearance and emptiness inseparable, and through not attaching to them as being truly existent, then the habitual tendencies towards new appearances are not engaged in. So it is the attachment to dualistic appearances as being truly existent that prints a habitual tendency on the mind, which functions as a pattern out of which new appearances manifest. So in not taking appearances as truly existent, one does not record new habitual tendencies in the mind.
I do
not pollute the clear light essence of mind itself by adding conceptual thought.
Semni rangin se jete, semni je rangin, semje rangin de sartong oesare, Simni je rangin yang wo wo sarva rangin dala tene namdo le je mele ansar se simni rangin wo sa te namdo ge de ge yo re nyin zin je namdo ge de ge yo re nyin zin je namdo ge ma de pa je zo ge yin so re
so the term the mind itself, the essence of the mind itself, refers to the actual nature of the mind, which is clear light. And what she is saying here is that she is not polluting this clear light in the sense of not obscuring the clear light nature with a whole haze of conceptual thinking.
Tene semje ne lo rangin je rangin wo sar re semje ne lo rangin wo sar te nam do trbe deb de yore ta sang je ba kap so nam do trbe te ma pa kya dan je ba se te simye je rangin wo sar ngon do trbe kap so te chugun do bare.
So the essence of the mind is the clear light itself, which is at present obscured by the obscurations of concepts, conceptual thinking, and through eliminating this haze of conceptual thought, then the clear light, the force of the clear light nature of the mind manifests directly, becomes directly evident.
Sem ninang tropa drama pakya dan jeba sebe sem jinelo wo sar ngon sum du chup ka bu te ne jur to bare.
So in the text distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena, we have heard the explanation regarding the transformation, where it is explained that through eliminating the deluded appearances connected with dualistic thinking, then the clear light of the nature of the mind, which is empty of dualism, appears directly, and this is the transformation. I do not cover things' true nature, which is to be known, with the stains of perceiver and perceived. So the true nature of things, the true nature of things is itself completely free of any sort of duality of a perceived factor on the one hand, a perceiving factor on the other. She is stating here that she does not cover up this ultimate object of knowledge, this nature, which is free of all duality of perceived and perceiver. She does not cover up with ideas of a perceived aspect and a perceiving agent. So this corresponds with the teachings in the text we have been studying, because the duality of perceiver and perceived is a delusion, and that corresponds to phenomena. So phenomena are associated with this deluded idea of perceived and perceiver on a relative level, and ultimate on the ultimate level, the nature of phenomena is completely without this duality of a perceived aspect and a perceiving aspect. And she is stating that I have made it to the clear light nature, which is free of perceived perceiver duality. I have gone beyond the relative delusion of perceived and perceiver and have made it to the realization of the clear light nature free of perceived and perceiver. The essence of mind, the natural state, I do not use as ground for habitual tendencies. The essence of mind, the natural state, which she is referring to here, is the clear light nature of the mind, which is the clarity and emptiness inseparable. And she is stating that within this, or that this clear light nature of clarity and emptiness inseparable do not provide any ground on which the habitual tendencies could latch on.
Sem chuko tungba rang yin la seme teme mugunsar.
The mind whose nature is dharmakaya, emptiness, I do not defile with the stains of attributions.
Tene sem chuko sem je ne lo waisar de chuko re sem je ne lo waisar chuko tungba ni je rang yin te seme namdo ge teme ma gu pa ji zo gin sen jin je namdo ge teme ma gu pa ji zo.
So the mind, what is the mind? It is the clear light, and this clear light is the Dharmakaya. So this mind, which is the clear light, having the Dharmakaya nature, is emptiness. And this clear light, Dharmakaya, emptiness, I do not defile with clinging to attributes, with associating attributes or perceiving attributes or clinging to attributes in relation to this.
So this
couplet is has the same meaning as the line from the Mahamudra preliminary practices, which says that the essence of concepts is the Dharmakaya. This line, the essence of conceptual thinking is Dharmakaya, is in accordance with the meaning expressed here.
Then the same thing is that the Dharmakaya is the Dharmakaya. 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 The Dharmakaya Tanda lower tradraji chuka tobare, then a takpa ni denji chuka on the jor, jorbatang, then a nanjur tartobare. Nanjur tobare.
So, this nature of the mind, which is the clarity and emptiness inseparable, is within its own nature naturally free or completely pure of any stain. However, it is obscured by the temporary stains of clinging, and through practicing the path whereon these temporary stains are eliminated, then the that Dharmakaya which has been purified of the temporary stains manifests, which corresponds to the direct manifestation of the Dharmakaya possessing the two forms of purity. The two forms of purity being that natural purity which is there from the beginning, as well as the attained purity, the purity attained through the path whereby the temporary stains have been eliminated.
Lun jungye ne ji tepa la dro yin la jue ka ma jin cha.
The next couplet says, I do not blame others when this four element body is stricken with disease.
Lun jong ye ran ye re lun de sa jo me long de jong ye ran ye jong ye de be ran ye re jong ye de be phong bo re ne ji te pa la jong ye de be lun de la ne ne ji te pa la ne song la dro yin la jue ka ma jin sa tene yin la ra ma le ba re song ba re tene.
So this body is what? This body is the four elements. It is composed of the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water. And this body composed of the four elements, when stricken with a disease, she is not placing the blame for that on others, since it does not depend on others.
De kap so ne te nam to tang le la ra le ba re ma to ne ji jyo te chin yin la ra ma le pa te ba re.
So this sickness itself depends on concept and also on one's own karmic action. And other than arising from one's own concepts and karmic action, the sickness does not depend on others at all. So others are not given the blame for the for illness.
De rechoma are denge gejor je trogo la logtok moda meji tar.
Demons and obstacles are helpers in my practice. Not misconstruing them, I have no need for divinations.
Don dang gekte neba sona telatin de gejor ta chu nyamni konber de rogre tisena dengge de gejor je chobore dengge gejor je chobo somkap so loktok mota mijin cha.
So she's saying she does not misunderstand demons and obstacles. So demons and obstacles ordinarily are able to harm or provide or cause difficulties, but in seeing them as spurs for practicing the Dharma, then they are they become one's aids or helpers in actually accomplishing the practice, and therefore she says, I do not need mohs or divinations which are merely based on concepts. To dreams, delusory images of habitual tendencies, I do not cling as if they truly existed.
Uh,
So in dreams, there are various appearances that occur. Some of them are very nice. Some of them are very unpleasant. However, since they are a deluded projection or deluded appearance arising through one's own habitual tendencies, they do not truly exist. They have no true existence. Angry foes are my teachers of patience. I neither plan nor carry out revenge. Enemies who angry enemies, angry foes, she is not considering as agents who are producing harm. On the contrary, she is seeing them as teachers in the sense of giving her the chance to develop her patience.
Lama trutup jenzei chu la tokyo je drokor madam sar.
I do not, through examining or analyzing, falsely judge the way the Lama, an accomplished being, acts.
De songoya rechong pa retrole depa kasu na samjik na vare na hakuzo na hakuzo
na na depa
rechong ma nepa chavare.
So this verse is referring to an occasion on which while Rechungma was doing retreat in a mountain retreat in a cave, she fell ill, and Milarepa, in order to test her her practice and her realization, left her completely alone up there in order to check whether or not she was, her practice was progressing, and whether she would deny the Lama or repudiate the
Lama.
Self-manifesting mind is the naturally existing Buddha. I do not look elsewhere for enlightenment.
The Rangkar Lundrup Je Sanje Sijite Sanje Te Sanje Lundrup Sanje Re Mato
So this, in referring to self-manifesting mind as the naturally existing Buddha, a naturally existing means that it is not a Buddha newly produced or created through causes and conditions, but is the Buddha nature, the clear light nature of the mind itself, which is the natural Buddha, that Buddha which is which naturally manifests, and no other enlightenment is being sought after, no sort of a fruition attained from some other place or from outside is being sought after.
Delata jendra ko na deva sanje ji kobang chujin yin ni tsarbar sawa main te semje ne lo wesa dirhi ning bo te rangya len ro ji sanje yin bise.
So if this is presented as a syllogism, it would be given the Rangsharji
Rangsharji san sem de ne lo go sa de ki ning bo te Rangsharji lu ji san ji yin bi se sem de ne lo go sa de ki ning bo te Rangsharji lu ji san ji yin na te de bi yin ni zar go ya mu do
So, given the fruit, namely Buddhahood, it is not. She is not seeking it from any other, like outer or extraneous source, because it is the Buddha nature, the innate, clear light nature of mind, which is the self-manifesting, naturally existing Buddha.
Tanda Lord Donandi kapso semje ne log oisa dirhi nyimbo te rangya lundrop je sanje.
The meaning of this is that there is no point in seeking in a Buddhahood or an enlightenment outside or in any extraneous from any extraneous source, because the Buddhahood which is being sought is none other than the Buddha nature, which is one's own clear light nature, which is the self-manifesting, naturally existing Buddha, which is, and this teaching is in accordance with the way it is explained in the Shentong Majjhimaka, the empty of other middle path. So it's not that Rechungma particularly was thinking in terms of the philosophical tenets of the empty of other middle path, but what she says here is in accordance with the teachings of that empty of other middle path.
Jinjog nöden loma la tukji chubjoy mencheza.
To all disciples able to follow you, may your compassion stream flow ceaselessly.
Ye lama tamba kudrin ji da lomi loma trang do sor thuk ji chak ju zong do sor. Tin char so.
Holy Jetsun, kind and loving lama, please guide me, your ignorant disciple. Hold me with the hook of your compassion. So it's finished.
Nama jume rangin, vijin bhakya me ja, za semni rangin vajza. Namdo leje me le, za hivza ngubu ne lo. Zungzin teme mu yu, za nyuma semje ngogu. Bhakya ten so me jin, za sem ju go dung be rai jin sem e de me mo gu do lun ju ji ne je de ba do ji la ju go me ji do dung ge ge ju ru je ro e bo lo do ge mo ro me ji mo lo ba cha je ro re nong dung ji je tu be mo zu dong ro zu be lai ma la ne le sam ju ru me ji Lama chup top jen ze jo, tok jo je jo kuru me dan sa, rang sha lun top je san je, le wu jin ni me ton sa, jin jo te din lu din lo ma, tu ji chup jin me jen sa, je lama dang ba go jen jin, da lo mi lo ma chang do so, tu ji Tukje chakje zong do zo.
Oh ya. Ache nazo saje nonda. Dang ya go mara ma nyabu do. Do na yabu do ge. Ya ching do. Oh ya. Ane chen yo.
Does everybody have a page?
Chen nazo saje do.
Everybody?
Eh, dang ji.
So which melody we have?
Dang do go mara, tegal do.
Just recite.
Okay. Yeah.
So not singing.
Yeah. Dango mar tegando.
Okay. So then we'll read it all together.
Kale donda.
I bow down to all true lamas, to the only father Jetsun Lama. My faith and devotion never cease. The three jewels are my only refuge. Without faltering, I rely on them. The Lama's instructions of the whispered lineage, I do not embroider with new concepts. Without interruption, I practice the four-session Yidam Yoga of the Jetsun Dakini. I do not establish tendencies of clinging to the reality of appearances whose nature is magical illusion. I do not pollute the clear light essence of mind itself by adding conceptual thought. I do not cover a thing's true nature, which is to be known, with the stains of perceiver and perceived. The essence of mind, the natural state, I do not use as ground for habitual tendencies. The mind whose nature is dharmakaya, emptiness, I do not defile with the stains of attributions. I do not blame others when this four-element body is stricken with disease. Demons and obstacles are helpers in my practice. Not misconstruing them, I have no need for divinations. To dreams, delusory images of habitual tendencies, I do not cling as if they truly existed. Angry foes are my teachers of patience. I neither plan nor carry out revenge. I do not, through examining or analyzing, falsely judge the way the Lama, an accomplished being, acts. Self-manifesting mind is the naturally existing Buddha. I do not look elsewhere for enlightenment. To all disciples able to follow you, may your compassion stream flow ceaselessly. Holy Jetsun, kind and loving Lama, please guide me, your ignorant disciple. Hold me with the hook of your compassion.
Tinda yang yang the law ne yapon to dama dama samaya. Chunyame kande zoko kundo yapto.
So Rinpoche said we should read this again and again because it's a very profound instruction, and through reading it, and we can come to understand how to practice.